Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my lovely mother of all the mothers. She is my mother. Say hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
Her name is Gwen. I've never said that. Well, I probably have. Okay, so I don't know if we sound different to you guys. I hope we do, because I just figured out my microphones.
Yay!
This entire time, I was using the computer microphone without realizing it, and my dad... I was like, why isn't the built-in microphone working? My dad goes, the built-in's what's in the computer. And all of the light bulbs that have ever gone on in the world went on in my head. And I was like, oh, there it is. So we just fiddled with this whole thing for like ever. And
the microphones.
The microphones. And I think we have perfected it to the extent that we can tonight.
Yes. Is that called a soundboard? Is that what that is?
It's a mixer.
A mixer. Okay.
It's a mixer.
Got it.
You know, like you mix the cookies, I mix the noises.
The mixers.
So I'm really hoping that this is picking it up correctly. Oh my goodness. That we listened to it and we both went, oh. All right. So this episode is brought to you by my father's comment. Because without it, you'd still have bad sound quality. I couldn't figure out why I was always loud and my mom was always soft. And it's because the laptop is right in front of me.
Facing you.
It's facing me because I have all the... I kind of script out. Well, I don't script out. I come up with the things we're going to talk about, the games and the questions.
Topics.
And like the topics of the day, and the headlines, and I put it in front of me. So I'm loud and you're not.
Well, that's okay.
And I mean, I am louder than you normally in life.
Sometimes you can be.
Sometimes, I mean, depending on what we're discussing, but I don't know.
But you fixed it. It's good.
I fixed it. It's happening.
It's going.
I mean, we're going to listen to this afterwards. And okay. If it's not perfect, we're redoing it, Mom.
Okay.
Oh, okay. This weight has been lifted. Whew. Time for the news of the day. Mom, did you see that Kanye went crazy on Twitter?
I heard something of that.
He's Kanye. He's never going to do anything normal. And I think that's his brand. So I don't know why people were surprised when he started saying how much he loved Trump.
He likes to be controversial.
Yes. And his whole thing is that he's a free thinker and we weren't letting him be a free thinker because we all say that Trump is bad and things of that nature. And we were all mad at him. He kept saying the mob mentality. And then I was like, he's going to do this. He's dropping an album. Clearly, he's just getting promotion. He's getting people to talk about him so he can drop his album, make it, you know, bigger than it was. And he did release a single.
Oh.
Well, he released two. I'll talk about the second one in a little bit. But the first, the one of the songs was called Ye Versus the People. When basically him and this other rapper are rapping a conversation about politics. And he basically, he's saying that he wants to be, the line that made me finally like, oh, okay. He's like, it's like, you know, the Blood and the Crips, the two gangs.
Yes.
He's like, I want to be the first. Like, he's one of those gang members shaking the hands of the other gang member. He wants everyone to be like, look, we can all be.
He wants to be the peacemaker.
He wants to be the peacemaker because he's for the people. So that's what he's saying. I would like to know what part of Trump he loves. Because he's saying Obama was heaven sent. but Trump proved I could be president. So is he just loving the fact that Trump became president without any of the normal qualifications? Or is he like, because Kim made him tweet that he doesn't agree with. He was in the middle of, this was my favorite thing ever. He was in this middle of this rant talking about how much he loved Trump. And then in the middle of it, he said, my wife just called me to make sure that I let you guys know that I don't agree with everything Trump has done. And he hasn't specified exactly what he likes about Trump and what he doesn't. And I think he's just doing it all to get attention.
Attention, publicity. Maybe he wants to run for president.
You know, he does want to run for president.
Didn't he try last year?
No, he said he's going to the next time around.
Gotcha.
But I just like, okay, you're a free thinker. Fantastic. What are you thinking? Because he'll tweet things like, I no longer have a manager. I can't be managed. And then I saw a great quote retweet that said, when you're super wasted and you run away from your sober friend. I was like, that's great. So this Kanye thing, I mean, I did like his song just because I like music. But I would like him to write a list of what he likes and doesn't like so I can, I want to understand.
Right.
Because
you don't want to form your own opinion about him until you know what he's thinking.
Because I get he's saying, he's thinking that. I'm not going to just hate someone because y'all tell me to hate him.
Right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Great. But what exactly do you like and not like? Yeah. So that's what On a lighter note, the filming of season 3 has begun on Stranger Things. You watched that, right?
I do.
Yes. I thought the first season was better than the second.
I did too.
I thought the second was, they were trying to give the fan clubs what they wanted with the relationships too much.
Perhaps. Yeah, I liked season 1.
I think they did too many different storylines. I was like, just bring it all together, man. Just bring it all together.
What about Game of Thrones? When's that coming out?
I don't know. Talk about too many storylines. I just like the dragon lady.
Yes.
And, you know, I kind of like all of them. I started liking all of them.
They all have their own little thing that
the guy without the penis is, that's not an interesting story. Oh, by the way, I just found out that Matt's mom listens to our podcast. Hi, Matt's mom.
Hi, Matt's mom.
Anyway, now I don't want to talk anymore.
Let you make your own mother talk about everything.
Yep. that's a good show, though.
Mm-hmm.
I like that show. Okay, so the yodeling boy.
Yes.
Walmart yodel man boy dropped his single.
We heard that together.
Famous. We listened to a little bit of it. He is going to be a great country singer.
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like your dog is barking.
That would be Bubba.
Yeah. I don't know if these mics pick that up.
Oh, maybe they don't.
Because these mics, you have to be like literally touching it. Like my lips are on the microphone.
I am spitting on it as we speak.
My mom was really excited. She said she was going to spit in all the crevices.
No, that's not what I said.
You didn't say. But you said something. I have the recording of it. I didn't delete it. Oh, in the holes. Anyway, yeah, we listened to it. My dad said, wow, he's got a great voice for a little boy. And well, he didn't say that because that sounds kind of creepy. He has a great voice for a kid is what he said. And he does. But his music is not my style. It's not what I enjoy.
Not yodel country?
I'm not yodel country, but I think he's going to do great in that world if he keeps it up and he has the right managers and parents. Mm-hmm. So good luck to him.
Good luck, yodel boy.
I will root from you from afar, not listening to you. But I hope you do well. And I hope you end up being a good person.
We'll listen to little snippets.
Yeah. I'll look at see a picture and be like, oh, he's still doing things. Good for him.
Right.
See, you don't have to really like what some, like, just because we don't like his kind of music doesn't mean we're not going to like him.
Right.
We like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mom.
Yes.
I saw this headline on Twitter and I was like, I wonder if my mom would have ever done this. Now, you don't have any tattoos.
No tattoos.
This family's not really a tattoo family.
No.
We just never. I think we all change our minds and our hobbies too often that, like, to put anything that permanent on ourselves, we're just not going to do. But it's becoming a thing now that parents are turning their kids' artwork into tattoos.
I saw that as well.
I saw a video of it a while ago, but now it's becoming a trend.
Well, I've also seen where you take your artwork and you print it on paper, on fabric, and then you make a quilt out of it. Or
you would see that.
Yes.
You are a grandma.
I've seen those sort of things. And then I did see that article today where they're putting it into now, tattoos.
Would you have ever done that with me or any of my siblings?
No, but I would make a quilt.
You would make,
I'd make
a little
you a
less permanent.
Yes.
A little less meaningful.
I've framed them before and put them on the
walls.
Oh,
that is permanent. That is. Let us talk about that. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever do that. Kids suck at drawing.
But they're sweet drawings.
Oh, they're adorable. Yeah. Parker gave me his card to me was a picture of us.
Oh.
And you could tell which one was me because I was slightly taller.
They're so sweet.
They're great. But yeah, it's, I don't think I'd ever do it.
And that's okay. Put it on a coffee cup.
Put it on a, that is a great place to put
it. Yes, or a plate or something.
I'm going to go coffee cup.
Coffee cups work.
You keep coffee cups for years and years and years.
You do.
I don't know. That,
to each his own.
To each his own. If you do it, that's adorable.
Yeah. Yep.
I just don't think I could do it. I also just don't think, I think it's for people who probably do tattoos normally.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Because I saw, the video I saw, I don't know if it was BuzzFeed, it was one of those things, where a guy had a bunch of black and white tattoos all over him. Mm-hmm. And they put paper in front of the little boy and was like, okay, draw your daddy's new tattoo. Or draw a picture, we're going to put it on your daddy. And he did a colored picture.
Aww.
And the dad was like, oh, dude, I hate colored tattoos. But he did it. But it was his only colored tattoo. And I thought that was actually kind of cute because it stood out among all the rest.
Yeah, it did.
So, anyway.
Look how special that little boy felt.
Yeah, they didn't. Kids didn't care.
No.
They didn't care. They were like, whatever. Because their parents already had tattoos.
Yeah.
So they're just like, whatever. Like, this is normal. But I think when they get older, they'll appreciate it.
Yeah, I think so.
Or they'll be like, you're an idiot, mom or dad that did that. Okay, Instagram news. Instagram is now letting you add multiple pictures at once to your story. Okay, I don't think you've ever done this. You just open up the Instagram camera story. You just take a picture straight from the story?
No.
When you add a story to Instagram?
Yes.
How do you do it?
I take a regular picture from my phone.
Okay.
And then I go to Instagram. And then I find it, and then I put it in there.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's one of the two ways, yes. Now you can take multiple pictures on your phone app, open up Instagram, and add multiple pictures to your story at once.
Ooh, nice.
And it actually is a pretty good feature.
Didn't they have that before? Because I could add two or three pictures.
Not just on Instagram, not just the feed, like your normal Instagram. It's like, you know, Instagram stories, the little bubbles
the videos?
Up top?
Are those videos up top?
Some are.
Oh, you know how? I'm missing a lot.
Oh, mom. Okay, hold on. I just need to open up my phone and show you because
you gotta do
you're
online.
Missing a lot. So these bubbles up here.
Those are
yeah, this is Colleen's. Not all of them. So that's Colleen has a video of Moose, but sometimes there's pictures. Okay. A lot of people do videos.
Yeah, I thought
that's
those
a
were
story.
All just videos. Oh, got it.
Those are stories.
Okay. Stories.
So now you can add multiple to the stories at once, and you can edit all of them beforehand and post them all at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Which I have to say, as a creator, that was like, that is great for brand deals.
Because
you can upload them all at once because it's like, there's a lot of times where we're like, in the next picture, do this thing. And then you have to wait. People have to wait 5 minutes while you're editing that picture and, you know, putting in all the doodle-a-daddles.
Oh, yes.
And then you upload it.
Okay.
So as a creator, I thought it was a really good thing. And
do it all at once.
Do it all at once. So
fantastic.
I have to say, Instagram's, and they're still not in chronological order.
No.
And I've noticed the comments aren't either.
Oh.
I went to the comments the other day on like a famous person's Instagram.
Can't you change it from the top ones to the most recent? No, that's not this
That's
app.
Not that app. I think that's Facebook.
Got it.
Which, by the way...
And YouTube. YouTube, you can do either.
Oh, yes. That's YouTube. Yeah. By the way, so Matt and I were watching basketball. It's the playoffs. It's a thing that we watch in our household. And there was a commercial for Facebook saying how they've changed and how they are no longer selling our privacy and spamming us anymore. And Matt was like, no one's going back to Facebook. And I was like, they're just trying to do damage control because they had that huge scandal of like selling all our info and everything.
Right.
And they literally had a commercial. I have never seen a social media have a commercial before. I've seen social medias in like phone commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, wow, a social media is actually having a commercial on old school media TV. Like, come on. They messed up. They're trying to... They're like, we're going back to how we used to be. It was sad to watch.
Aww.
It was sad. But I was like, Facebook, you messed up. You made a boo-boo. I'm still going to use you, but I don't agree with you.
I still use Facebook.
I love Facebook. I'm on it constantly. But I I believe it's not the best social media.
No.
Not at all. It's no new generation is using that. That's all.
Okay.
Someone said that I don't know how long these have been out, but Google Translate earbuds. Mm-hmm. So they're earbuds you put in, and apparently say they translate 40 languages. You just have to pick the language in real time. But the Washington Post, which I don't like, but they did an article on it, and they tried it. Google sent them earbuds, and it only works with the Google Pixel 2 phone.
Really?
Yes. Well, so they're earbuds. They're normal earbuds for every other phone, but the translation only works on Google Pixel phones.
So you've got to have a different phone if you're going
to
travel.
Yeah, so I couldn't use it because I have an iPhone. And they said it's not real conversation speed.
Oh.
It's like a little delayed. And like, so we wouldn't be able to talk like this with it because you have to hold down a button and then you have to do something else on your phone. So you have to have your phone on you, like you have to like hold it up because it translates what you're saying for the other person.
Oh yes.
It's like, so it, I think it is a genius idea because I think it could help people travel, and I think traveling is so good for people because it opens your eyes to different cultures, experiences, different ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't traveled the world with Colleen for a few years. Like, right. It opened my eyes to so much, and I think people should travel, but people are scared of traveling because of language barriers. So this idea is amazing to me.
It is.
Yeah, I think it could help so much, but the fact that it only works on a Google Pixel 2 phone, come on. I mean, they're probably trying to get more people to buy their phones.
Well, they could just sell the earbuds for more.
Yeah.
And
but,
make an adapter for every different kind of
phone.
Well,
it's not that. It's the app. Because it's the headphones connected. So the app only works with the Google Pixel 2 phone. And I'm like, You easily make that app for any phone.
You could.
They're just trying to get people to buy their phones.
Yeah.
And I think that's rude. Something that could help the world, you're keeping it for yourself. Just like all the other evil companies. All right. So that's all the news I had today. Mom, did you have any news?
I found a news thing.
What is your news thing?
Of course, now I have to put on my eyeballs and
her glasses.
Oh, wait. I just lost it. There it is. On today's moments, it said YouTube's top 10 underrated YouTubers. And guess who came up?
Was it
Rachel Ballinger?
Hey, yo, now, was this a trending thing?
Well, you know where the trends are?
Yeah.
It's under that.
So it wasn't trending.
Moment.
Who wrote it?
From your network. A girl named Alexandria. She wrote it like 20 times.
So one person.
But hey.
Hey, thank you, Alexandra. Hey, thank you. All right. Was that your only news for the day, Mom?
That's the only news.
Oh, I thought my mom was only getting 2 chickens. I found out she's getting 4.
Well, my blue Americana egg layers aren't laying those blue eggs anymore. Blue green. They're really cool.
They're done.
They're done. They're just tired.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Laying an egg a day, that's got to hurt.
So they
can you imagine giving birth every day?
It's a little different, but no. So I'm going to get 2 more Americanas and 2... I think they're black, white, crested Polish Bantam.
Wow, that's a name.
Yeah. They're just a normal chicken on the bottom, and then they have just
the fluffy
crazy heads.
I thought she was only getting those, but then my dad and I both found out today, surprisingly, that she's getting 4 chickens.
Well, I got to keep up that egg supply.
You do, because I take those eggs.
Yep.
I like those eggs. All right, Mom. We're going to play a game. And it's to define that word. You know this game.
I know this
but
game.
But this one is more of a sentence.
Okay.
So you have to define this sentence.
Define the sentence.
Poop-de-scoop, scoop-diddy-whoop, whoop-de-scoop-de-poop. Poop-de-scoop-diddy-scoop-diddy-whoop, whoop-diddy-scoop, whoop-poop, poop-diddy, whoop-scoop-poop, poop-scoop-diddy-whoop, whoop-diddy-scoop, whoop-diddy-scoop-poop.
Go pick up the poop with the dog scooper. Is that what you're saying?
That was a lyric of one of Kanye West's new songs.
Okay. He has little kids, right?
No, it was that he does have little kids. And somehow I know all their names. It's Chicago, West, and Saint.
Yes.
No, apparently he released a song just to troll a radio host is what I got from it. I didn't look too deep into it. I didn't check any sources, but he did a song. It was like this chorus, and like this chorus kept going, And I was like, okay, when's the song going to start? Like, when's he going to drop his beat? When is he going to do something? And then he came on and was like, this next lyric, it's life-changing, blah, blah, blah. And then he literally rapped that.
Wow.
And everyone was like, what in the world? He's clearly trolling. So I thought it was funny.
Original.
But that is the next time I want someone to pick up the poop.
Do it.
I will rap that poop.
You can just walk around the house, sing it, and Matt will go, oh, I need to pick up the dog poop.
All right. Next word, flop.
Flop. Do you want to use it in a sentence?
No.
Okay. It could be you flopped, like failed.
Yeah, it's like yeah, that was a flop.
That was a flop. Yeah.
That was a flop. Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen. That didn't work out right.
All right, what is snatched?
Oh,
the eyes she gave me.
Snatched. Sentence, please.
Girl, you look snatched.
Good.
Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Oh,
that waist is snatched.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like skinty.
Skinty? Skinty?
It's, there's so many words. There are so many words. Do you have any words for me?
No.
Because she tried to find words for me, but I know them all because she still uses all the old words in the world. So I know what all the old words are.
Do you know what a fink is?
A fink?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a combination of words?
No. If I called you a fink, you're such a fink.
Oh, I feel like that is not okay. I feel like it is a slang against the homosexual culture. Okay, I'm not saying, I don't know what it is.
It means you're a tattletale.
Oh.
This is from the olden days.
A fink?
A fink, yeah.
How is that a...
I don't know.
Is it
a fink?
Is a tattletale a real word?
In my life, it was.
Yeah, well, I think everyone knows what tattletale is, but, like, that's a really strange word.
Right?
Is there a more, like, appropriate word than tattletale?
In my day, narc.
Narc. That is a real word. Is it narc? Is it what's a tattletale?
Tattletale is when you go on new.
You're telling a tale?
You're tattling.
Of a tale.
Of other people to hopefully get them in trouble, or because you always want everyone to do the right thing.
You taught me to be a tattletale.
Yes.
My mom was a genius. Listen, if you have multiple kids, here's what you do. You tell the youngest that they have to tell you what all the older ones are doing. You know, you just make it seem like, oh, it's just normal. This is what you're supposed to do. You just tell me what they're doing. It's totally fine. You won't get in trouble at all. And I did, because I didn't realize what I was doing was I was a snitch, man.
Yeah.
So surprised I didn't get no stitches for snitching.
I was in my family. I was a little tattletale for my brother and sister.
Yeah, that you're not. God, this is why they hated me.
Same.
This is why I don't tell you anything about them anymore. You set me up for failure, Mom. All right, let's move on to the questions of today.
Alrighty.
All right. Oh God, my eye hurt. So Adopted Ballinger asked me how Sally is doing and is she still in her nest. Guys, listen, I have explore.org in my own front yard.
I love it.
I walked out one day and I saw a bird freak out and fly away from my porch light. And it's hanging on the ceiling. I have like kind of a cove of a front door. And I was like, what in the world? And I looked up and there was another bird in the light. And then the next, like an hour later, she had flown away. So I looked up there and there was just an empty nest. And now Sally is there every day. She hasn't left. I haven't seen the other bird. So I don't know if he's supplying her with food
or if he just bounced. Take a little ladder, peek inside.
She hasn't left. It's been about 3-4 days.
She's got to leave. She probably leaves when you're not there.
I am in and out of that door all the time. And every time I say, hi, Sally, and I walk past her. We make eye contact. I let her know I'm not going to hurt her. And then I just go on about my day. She hasn't left. I know she'll leave soon because eventually she's got to eat.
Yeah.
But I just know, like, the little birdies will happen. They'll be cute. I'll take some pictures. I'll set up a GoPro. Yeah. But I won't bug them. I'll be explore.org.
Good.
Look from afar. Bug the nature. But once they leave, I know I'm going to have to clean out that freaking light,
because
it is like it's a big bowl. It's a big glass bowl, and I can already see the poop. It's gonna be so gross.
There will be poop.
And the worst part is we can't turn on our porch light because I don't want to boil the eggs. So
I could incubate them.
I don't want to do that because it's too hot. So Matt is quite annoyed. He's like, come on. He was like, we got to get him out. I was like, no, I'm not disrupting this nest. She's pregnant. She needs to lay some eggs. We're gonna let her do it here.
I bet she laid him tonight.
Probably. But, yeah. We haven't told Blaze she's up there because we don't want him to bug her.
I wouldn't tell him yet.
No. We think he might have gotten a bird in the backyard. Oops. There were quite a few feathers, but no bird. So we don't quite know what happened.
Maybe.
Maybe. Susanna asks, showers in the morning or at night?
It depends. Mostly morning.
I love a morning shower. Yeah. I feel gross throughout the day if I don't take a shower in the morning.
Yes.
I know a lot of people take a shower at night and then just go about their day the next. I can't do that. No,
it's the shower at night is when you're hot and sweaty all day.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you've like got gross during the day.
Or you've done mega yard work.
Yeah. I shower. Sometimes I shower both. Too.
Yeah.
I do both.
Oh, yeah.
I shower a lot because I sweat a lot. I'm a sweater. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got to do I got to get the night morning. Off of me.
Wakes you up.
Yeah. That's what I do.
It refreshes you.
I feel like you used to take showers at night.
Me?
Yeah.
Mostly who was in the morning.
It? I think Colleen just takes a shower whenever it's convenient for her.
Yeah.
Whenever she has a moment of time to do that.
Yeah. It also has to do with your hair.
Yeah.
If you have to wash it, because you just have this perfection hair.
I don't know.
Her and I have to.
I wash it every other day. I used to wash it every day. And now I wash it every other day. And now it's even healthier than it was before. And it's growing so fast.
It is fast.
I need a haircut. It's like down to my belly button. It's kind of annoying. All right. Bianca says, Playlist Live or VidCon?
VidCon.
I'm going to say VidCon just because it means I don't have to travel across the country.
You know what it means for me?
What?
Grandma Camp.
That's right. Every time there's VidCon, you get Grandma Camp. Yep. Christopher and Jessica are going to VidCon with me this year. So my mom has all four kids. Good luck. That's a lot of kids. You've had that many before.
A lot of help.
Yeah. You've had four kids.
I've had four kids.
What was it? Was it hard? Which one was the hardest? Which one was like, oh, this is too many kids?
None. It was too many kids.
What do you mean? When I came around, you weren't like, I don't have enough hands.
No, I wanted more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dear God.
I love kids.
I remember when I was older, like 12, you wanted another one.
Oh, before that. Yeah. Yep.
Thank God Christopher gave you grandkids.
Yep.
But nothing against Playlist Live. I just...
No. Well, I've never been to either one, so I can't honestly say which one's better.
Well, I have been to both. And Playlist, when I went, it was beginning of all these things. I went a really long time ago. And I didn't eat for a weekend because there was no way to get food. Because room service was 6 hours delayed because everyone is ordering room service. And where the location was in Florida, there was no food around us. And it's impossible to get a taxi or cab. Like, we didn't eat for 3 days. So that's all I remember about Playlist. And if you know me, I'm very food-oriented. Is there food?
You need to eat.
This is why I don't like weddings, because they tell me when I'm allowed to eat. No, let me eat all the time. There's always food happening with me.
You get cranky if you don't eat.
I get very hungry. Yeah. I get hangry.
Yeah.
All right. Megan asks, do dogs know that they're called dogs? And do cats know that they're called cats? Here's my thing. I think dogs know that they're dogs. I think cats have no idea what's going on.
Cats think they're the rulers of the world.
Yeah, cats think that they're gods.
Yes.
Dogs, I know Blaze knows what dogs are, like that they're called dogs, because I'll say, Blaze, look, a dog, and he freaks out the same way every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Blaze knows the difference between animals, because he'll see a cat and he pounces a different way than when he sees a dog. When he sees a dog, he freezes and looks at me and is like, can I go play with that? And then he whines like he wants to go play with it. A cat, he like tries to lunge towards the cat. So I know he knows the difference between animals, between the species. And I know he knows what dogs are. Because he's heard me say it. And I know dogs learn words.
Right.
Like, he knows walk. Yeah. He knows toy. He knows water. He knows all of his words.
Right.
He knows park. He knows his trigger words. So I think dogs know. I don't think cats have any idea.
I don't know. Colleen's cats, if you shake a bag, they know those are treats and they come running.
That's not a word. That's a noise.
It's a noise.
That's what words are.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Gus is he's like me. He just wants food all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think can cats learn words? I mean, I grew up with cats, but we didn't really train our animals.
No.
And Colleen has cats and they are the dumbest. I love them. They're pretty dumb though.
They're precious.
They're precious. Dumb. Bless their souls. But I don't think that... Do cats know words like dogs do?
I don't know. I've never like
cats. Cats can be freaking smart. One of Colleen's cats learned to pee in the toilet.
And try and flush it.
Like, cats can be very, very smart. I don't know if their brain works in the way of words.
I do not know.
Because I know you can train cats to do tricks. and do certain things, like use the litter, like cats can learn things.
Well, the litter box thing is just an innate thing that's in them that they have to dig and poop and cover. So but if you provide them with loose dirt, that's what they're going to do.
You don't think that they would...
There. That's not a trained thing. That's just in them.
Really?
Yeah, that's in their DNA.
Why do dogs do that kickback thing, like after they poop or pee?
Isn't that weird?
Blaze always tries to do it, and I don't let him because he only does it on walks, and I don't want him to ruin other people's lawns.
Right. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
These are things we need to write down and look up.
But we're never going to.
No. Are we going to go to that museum?
I want to.
I want to.
Let's do it next weekend.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. I'm free. Maddie said, what is the most old person thing you do?
Me or you?
Both of us. What's the most
old? You've started doing a lot of old people
things. You hush. My old people thing is I like tiny boxes, gardening. What's some other older? And I just ache. Well, I just audibly make noises as I get up and down from things.
That's what I was gonna say. When I stand up, I go, or walk when you get out of it. You walk slower
in
the bathroom.
I'll be pulling weeds, and then I get up, and I can't straighten my back up all the way. And so I'm, like, groaning as I'm trying to just stand up like a normal human being. And I, like, I put my hand on my lower back and straighten out.
Welcome to my world.
Thanks, Mom. She gave me bad joints, bad knees, bad everything. What's the most old person thing you do?
Grunt when I stand up.
Or say find your eyeballs.
I gotta find my eyeballs.
Gotta put on my eyeballs.
Put my glasses on.
I don't know. What's the old person thing you do, though?
I don't know. That's probably it.
You know what I realized? You know, all growing up, I was like, why does my mom have so many freaking receipts in her purse? You had so many receipts. Your purse was always crammed to the top. And I'm like, why does she have so, like, I was like, why can't she keep her purse clean? And then now, once a week, I have to clean out my purse. Yep. And it's because we're in such a hurry and we're done at the grocery store. We just stuff it all in our purse. Yep. You just keep stuffing things in your purse. You get home, you're not thinking about it.
Now add four kids to that.
Exactly. I just am impatient. So I'm cramming things. And then Matt's always like, you can't find anything in your purse. I'm like, you're right, I need to clean it out. And then I pull out 20,000 receipts. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's all. That's an old person thing, I think.
Exactly.
And is it not? It's not old. It's more like impatient person thing.
Well, what are you supposed to do? I mean,
I don't know.
You just stick it in your pocket or you put it in your purse. And then when you get home that second, take it out? No. Who has time for that?
Bored people.
Organized people do. Oh, Rachel.
Oh, that smelled and tasted bad. Lauren just said VidCon. I do have things going on VidCon. I don't think it's, I'm not supposed to tell you guys what it is, but I know that they've posted one or two things. And I know I have two more things that are going to be posted. Don't worry, everyone will get a chance to meet me. Wink, wink. But yeah, that's what my VidCon thing is. My mom's VidCon thing is Grandma Camp.
Grandma Camp!
Yeah, so I've got, it's VidCon will be very exciting. I am there for almost, I think all the days, just so everyone knows. I will be there all the days, all the live long days. I don't think I can do things with Colleen, though. I looked at our schedules, and they kind of conflict.
Uh-oh.
So I'm a little sad about that. I'll try and do stuff with her, because every year, Christopher and I always do things with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't, this is my first year doing things just me, so I don't know how that's going to work out. Amara, or, yep, that's how you say your name. I'm just saying it. Says, have you ever sleptwalked? Have you ever walked in your sleep?
There you go.
No. Is it sleepwalked? Sleptwalk?
You're asking me?
Hey, you were the one that was supposed to be teaching me first through sixth grade.
Well, let me get out my teacher's guidebook.
That doesn't exist. Have you?
No.
You've never done it?
Not that I know of.
I used to get night terrors.
Yes, you did.
And I would punch. I'd go into the corner and punch walls.
Scream.
Scream bloody murder and go in circles in the middle of the room.
And you couldn't wake her up. You could.
Yeah. The only way they figured out to wake me up was to sit me on the toilet and tell me to tinkle.
And then lay you on your belly in the bed.
And that's the only way I'd wake up.
And nothing had happened.
Yeah, I had no recollection. Right. And the last time I had one, I had a recollection of the dream, and then it never happened again after that.
Oh, good.
So the last time it happened is I actually, when I woke up, I remembered the dream. You let me watch cartoons the rest of the night. Like, I stayed up all night watching cartoons, And then, because it was an intense dream.
Yeah, they're not like just bad dreams.
They they are terrors. Yeah. And I was screaming and crying. Yep. And then, yeah.
Or, like, you'd go around in a circle in your room.
Yeah, and you guys would say my eyes were wide open.
Wide open.
Like I was possessed or something.
It was strange.
But those are the only times I slept walk. Yeah. Slept walked. Is it because there's two words that are they both supposed to be past tensed? Past tense?
I don't know. I'm not an English major.
I'm the worst at that.
Same.
I need Google Translate for my own language.
On our iPhones.
On our iPhones. Yeah, come on. I can't believe Apple hasn't come up with something similar.
They probably will.
Or they just don't care. They should, though. Come on, connecting the world? That's a great ad. That's a fantastic ad.
It is.
I can see it now.
Better copyright that.
I'm going to copyright the crap out of it. This is the last question I have.
Okay.
Katie says, do you think Starbucks spells names wrong for publicity?
Good question.
I have my answer. What's yours?
I don't know. I would say... I don't think they do it for publicity. I would think they do it to entertain the clients.
I think it's all by accident.
Do you?
I think it is completely all by accident because I'm the worst name speller on planet Earth. I can't pronounce a name. I can't spell a name. Unless it's common like Bob, I'm not going to know how to spell your name. And so I can't imagine somebody being able to spell every single name they're given correctly.
Right.
Because
even when they tell you how to spell it, I would think, there's so many people in line. I'm still not going to hear it. Was that an I or a Y?
Because, I mean, this might be different for other people, but me in school, the school that I have done, I was never taught names. I was never taught how to spell names. Like, that was never a subject. And I think if people are like, well, it's just basic English, you know,
from Latin. No, because there's so many weird spellings now.
That is another thing, is people spell names so strange. I have a friend, Javaris, but his name is spelled Javoris, and... We're like, because everyone was fighting at the park, and because he doesn't care what people call him, he never corrects anybody. And people were like, I was with my group of friends, and they're all fighting on how to say his name. And I looked at him, and I said, "What does your mom call you?" And he said, "Javaris." And I said, "Your name's Javaris." And that's the end of the conversation, because I've been taught what your mom named you is what your name is.
Yes.
So I know if he ever said Javaris at Starbucks, no one would ever spell it Javaris.
Right.
I mean, people I don't know. Also, it's loud in there.
It's loud. And busy.
I'm sure someone's had some fun. I'm sure if someone it was a mean customer, they made their name.
Oh, I hope they're not mean back.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're in the service industry, you get beaten down a lot. You get your little retaliations where you can. People are not nice to people in the service industry. You know that's true. You were a waitress.
I was a waitress at Sambo's.
I feel like that was a time where you just probably got sexually assaulted a lot.
There were... Pats.
Sexually harassed.
Harassed, yes.
Oh, pats. That's salt.
Pats on the derriere.
That is disgusting.
A little 17-year-old.
And you never did anything. I'm sure because it was just, that's common.
It made me so nervous.
Well, yes.
It made me so nervous.
That's sexual assault.
And I'd get out of the room really fast. Oh, I got to take care of table 3 or whatever.
It was the workers there? Or the customers? Or the manager?
All of the above.
I am sorry.
That's okay.
Just so anyone out there listening, if that ever happens to you,
say no.
Well, also, you can sue the crap out of anybody that does that.
It's in all workplaces, though.
I know. I'm just letting it doesn't make it right.
No, none of it's right.
But say no, smack them back in the face. That you can say, I said it.
Rachel, sue them.
Hey, sexual assault equals I'm gonna assault you back. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but that just makes me angry as someone slapped your booty without your permission. I slap Blaze's booty all the time.
Okay, he's gonna turn around one day and say, Mom, stop it.
And if he does, I deserve it. All right, that's all I had for today. Do you have anything to add, Mom?
I don't.
What should we title this one?
Oh, gosh.
I titled the last. Oh, you know what? Our mics work. Let's just title it that. Mics work. Well, we have to listen back to make sure they work.
Okay.
A little burp to close you out. Man, my mom made me a sandwich. It was a good sandwich, but now my burps smell bad.
A vegan sandwich.
It was vegan. It's a chickpea sandwich. I know it sounds gross.
It was not gross.
It said it sounds gross.
Oh.
It tastes delicious.
Yay.
I have a thing. I'm going to say something because I talked about it with Andrew and Colleen yesterday. We all hate, and as a vegan, I hate it too, when people say that a veggie burger is going to taste like meat.
No, it doesn't.
It's never going to. And I think plant-based eaters, vegans, non-meat eaters, whatever you want to call yourself, stop trying to say that it's meat. Accept it for what it is. It's a black bean patty. It's a chickpea patty. Yes. It's a veggie patty. It is not like meat patty. It's never going to be like meat. It's going to crumble. It's going to taste like something different.
Yeah.
They can be freaking delicious. Yes. I think there are some that I've had that I find amazing. They are not meat. And I think we all just need to stop trying.
Yes.
Just stop trying.
It's just a vegan burger.
It's a vegan
vegetarian burger.
Yeah. It's a vegetable burger. That's what it is.
Something.
Just let that be.
Yeah.
It's just making me angry. All right, but that's it for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I love you, Mom.
I love you, Rachel. Aww.
Oh, and just a reminder, everybody, Mother's Day is May 12th. May 12th, I think,
that's
is Mother's
a Saturday.
Day. Is it? May 13th, then.
May
when 13th. Is it?
That's a
Sunday. I'm looking at my thing. May 13th.
May 13th. Go hug your mommies.
So just a reminder, if you're planning on doing a project, start now. That's all. And some people are like, I don't have a mom. Then whoever replaced, whoever gave you any motherly love, or even your dad, celebrate them.
Or an aunt, or a grandma.
Yeah. You know, because there's
neighbor.
Some dads who took on both roles.
I had
some love.
Yeah, I had a neighbor that was like a mom to me at times.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So hug somebody. Also, my mom is always available on Twitter for motherly love.
Yeah.
So there you go. You can share her on Mother's Day.
Some virtual hugs right there.
Virtual hugs. Always good. All right. I love you guys so much. And Mom, do you want to close this out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.